I'd like to congratulate San Diego. That was a fantastic football game. That's a good football team, and certainly not representative of what their record is or the fact that they're staying home for the playoffs. But that is a good football team, so congratulations to North Turner and his team for what they did. You know, when you get to the last game of the year, there's a lot of things that you think about. And the character of this football team is something that I have tremendous respect for, every man and every coach on that staff. In the last 4 weeks, and I believe prior to that also, but I know it's in the last 4 weeks that I've been in charge of this, those men have given everything that they possibly can to come and give us a chance to win football games on Sundays. And I appreciate every man in that room, coach and player, and part of our staff for what we've done. I hated that the game ended like that, but it showed the character of this team to fight back from what the score was, what the situation was in the first half, and get ourselves back in there and have a chance at two deep balls at the end of the game to go ahead and win it. I love these guys in this locker room, and it's been an honor to lead them for the last 4 weeks. Jeff, it's been an amazing ride. It's been an amazing ride to be around these guys, to stand in front of them, to look in their eyes and know that they never give up, they never quit, they keep working. It's an honor to stand in front of them and to represent them. And I told them in the locker room that they cannot even possibly imagine how much I appreciate the effort and respect them for what they've done the last 4 weeks.
Eric, what do you think it's going to hit you that a lot of things are going to look very different in the next couple weeks, couple months? What do you think it's actually going to hit you?
It's already setting in. I mean, the reality of the NFL is that there's change every year. On coaching staffs, on teams, players, people coming and people going. That's what the uniqueness is about a team. This group of men, this is probably the last time we're going to be together as one group with everybody in there together. And I can't ask any more than what that group gave us. They put a great effort out there tonight, and they have since I've been in charge of this. And that's what's special, is that it'll never be that way again. And I know that, and they know that. We've talked about that. But they played for each other, and they played the game the way it was supposed to be played.
Coach, it's not effort, not attitude, not hard work. What is the difference? Why did this team fall short so many times this season?
I mean, there's an off-season to study all those things. We have to go back to work. We have to find the little details. That's the difference in the NFL. The difference in the NFL is the little details and doing everything right all the time. All 11 guys, whether it's offense, defense, or kicking, on every play, all the little things have to go together at one time. And there's times where we played it really, really well, and there's times where we didn't play it so well. But I think we can learn some valuable lessons from the effort, the energy, the preparation. We know what happens when we give ourselves a chance. I'm going to wait till that question's asked. I'm not trying to be funny with that. You know, there's a lot of emotions in me right now. And being around these guys, I'm going to kind of take this where I am right now. I've got things that we have to do going forward tomorrow. And then when that opportunity comes up, we'll sit there and we'll talk about that. But it's been a tremendous honor to be here the last 4 weeks. There's so many things in this that I've learned. What I learned is that the details, the energy, and the effort of a committed group of people can do just about anything. If you believe in them and you get them to believe in something going forward, you give yourselves a chance. And I think no matter what my next step is or what their next step is, when you jump in with both feet and you make a commitment to something, and you decide that you're going to do everything that you can to go forward, you know then that you'll be a part of something positive.
So leadership, inspiration.
Absolutely.
Do you feel like you've earned the opportunity to keep this job permanently?
You know, I've given everything that I possibly have to the last 4 weeks. Every part of me, every ounce of effort that I have has been put into this last 4 weeks, and I'm proud of that. I'm very proud of that fact. We're going to have all those discussions as they go forward, but I don't regret anything that's been done. I'm very proud of the effort that I've given and that this team and this coaching staff has given.
What kind of positive changes have you made in the past 4 weeks, just so we can look forward to next year?
I don't know that I did a whole lot. This is a group of committed men in the locker room. And they did it. They're the ones that go on the field and play. All I try to do is help them and put them in a position where they can succeed. That's what I've encouraged the staff to do. That's what we've talked about and that's what we've done. But these players are the ones that made a decision that they were going to go out and what they were going to do on Sundays and give us that kind of effort and bring that energy. We'll get to next year. There's so many things that will come before that. Tim Tebow is an outstanding football player. We're certainly glad he's here. You see the exciting things that he does on the football field, and guys will always gravitate towards that. We're glad he's here. I love the kid. I love everything about him and how he plays this game.
Why were you able to get a better pass rush today, specifically? You got a bunch of sacks and great pressure on him.
Wink called some great stuff, and there are some things that beat their protections, and we got in. We hit Phillip a few times and sacked him a bunch of times. Wink had a good plan for pressuring him today, and they got after him, and our players executed it. I think every player, the more they play, will continue to develop. And Tim's showing that he's done more. We've given him more. He goes out there and does more, and he just keeps playing. And he's going to continue to get better. His work ethic is fantastic, and he will continue to develop. With that work ethic, he'll give himself the best chance, and he'll continue to improve each and every day. And the more he plays. We were two throws away from winning that football game, Les, right there. And how you win doesn't always matter. Winning is the important thing. If it gives you a chance to win, then let's find a way to do that. Whatever that is, let's figure out how to do that.
Have they told you when they're going to talk to you?
It'll be sometime next week, Jeff.